Coming up on episode number 302, it's another All Request Night, bringing you songs that you've emailed in, called in, or wrote in on the forums or on the weblogs, stuff you wanted to hear. Tonight you're going to hear covers of The Flaming Lips, The Beatles, Bonnie Tyler, and Prince. All this and trivia, too, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher. Whole world is rough. It's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for another who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It's March 11th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you requests, stuff you wanted to hear, stuff that I didn't pick. You know, this was my choice. This was your choice. So be happy with it. Before we get to that, let's listen to an audio comment reaction to the last episode, which was Worst Cover Songs. By the way, I'm going to change the name of Worst Cover Songs. We're going to, in the future, it'll be Cracked Cover Songs. How's that? This comes to us from Tim Coyne, who does the Hollywood Podcast, a show that I highly recommend checking out if you haven't already. He goes back and forth between interviews of B and C-list celebrities to kind of an audio blog of his own life and his relationships, both successful and unsuccessful. So sorry to hear about that, Tim. Here's an audio comment from Tim.
Hey, Brian. Oh, man. This is Tim calling from Hollywood. You know, some of these awful covers are kind of fun, a little bit. You know, like that Bachman Turner Overdrive one, you know, it's kind of fun. This is just awful. I mean, I know you're not going to tear into it as much as I am. This is just unbearable. Oh, God, he's going to hit. Listen to this note. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. All right, man. Don't do this to us anymore. Okay. Bye.
Was his in-progress review of the Jerry and the Pacemakers cover of the Billy Joel tune, Just the Way You Are. All right, not so good, huh? Well, glad you I did get some really positive feedback on that show, so glad you like it. And if you have recommendations or requests, let me know. I'm not sure how we'll work those in the future, but we'll figure it out. In the meantime, I got an email from Jim in Wisconsin. When he attended the University of Wisconsin several years ago, there was a local Madison band called The And that released a cover of Patsy Cline's I Fall to Pieces. I'm reading his email right now. The heck just fell down. He says, it was very different from the original, redone into kind of a rock and pop song. I'd sure love to hear it again and share it with your listeners if you can find it. So did some searching around, and I was able to track down a copy of this. Actually, went and bought the whole album, found it in an auction. And what's really cool about it, after I received it, discovered that it was produced by Butch Vig. Butch Vig is a member of Garbage. He's a Wisconsin boy himself. A member of Garbage, he also produced Nirvana's Nevermind album, as well as stuff for the Smashing Pumpkins and, I believe, Soundgarden. Definitely made a name for himself in the whole grunge genre, grunge arena. And this album is excellent. It's not grunge. It's definitely pop. But it's the kind of stuff I'd play on Not Lame. And these guys I would describe somewhere between a cross between Too Much Joy and The Refreshments. But give it a listen. Let me know what you think. Here's their cover of Patsy Cline's I Fall to Pieces. Here's The And.
Time all they had into that flame. Hi, Brian. My name's Jeremy, and I'm in Boulder, Colorado. A friend of mine turned me on to Coverville a few months ago, and I've been a consistent listener since then. Today, I was sitting here listening to another of my online radio stations, Radio Paradise, and I heard an awesome cover of When Doves Cry by Prince, and the band that covered them is the Be Good Tanyas. I don't know if it looks like you haven't played it before, but you should definitely check it out. So keep up the great work, and hopefully I'll hear it at Coverville. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Be Good Tanyas with Prince's When Doves Cry. You'll find that on their 2006 release, Hello Love. Great bass guitar in that, real thumping loud, especially if you've got headphones on. You just feel that in the pit of your chest. That's going out to Jeremy up north, just a little bit up north of me in Boulder, who wanted to hear that one. Before that, you heard I Fall to Pieces by The And. God, I love this. I really do love this disc. And what's funny is the five members of the band in the liner notes of the CD lists you know, what instruments they play or what they do in the band. And for four of the five members, it says vocals, keyboards, guitar. Vocals, keyboards, guitar. Vocals, keyboards, guitar. Then the fifth guy, drums. You'll find that on the album Day, which came out in 1990. Oh, let me make sure I get this right. Sorry, I want to make sure I get this right. 1997? Yes, Jaybird Records. Because I had it listed as a couple different things. All right, so that's the end. I Fall to Pieces. Next up, this is a request by Scott, who had a few different suggestions in his email. I pulled this one out of it because I haven't played any Ron Sexsmith. He wanted to hear Ron Sexsmith's take on the Boomtown Rats' I Don't Like Mondays, since I played a few versions of that recently and did a study on it for Lyrics Undercover. Let's go ahead and have a listen to Ron Sexsmith with I Don't Like Mondays.
Silicon chip inside her head gets switched to overload, and nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. He can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. The whole day down. The telex machine is kept so clean, and it types to a waiting world. Mother feels so shocked. Father's world is rocked as their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16, ain't that peachy? No reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need?
Ooh.
I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays. I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot. Stopped in the playground now, and she wants to play with her toys a while. And school's out early, and soon we'll be learning. And the lesson today is how to die. And then the bullhorn cackles, and the captain tackles with the problems and the hows and whys. And we can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need to die? I don't like Mondays. whole day down.
Hey, Brian, this is Tony calling you from Los Angeles. Just finished listening to your Ode to Superman cover, Bill. And really, really awesome job, really great, with one glaring omission. I can't believe you didn't include the Iron and Wine cover of The Flaming Lips Waiting for Superman. Please, 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 please play that, because it is such a heartbreaking song that I think gets to the core of the relationship of Superman and those that are waiting for him to rescue them. So hope you're good. Love you, man, and have a good one. Bye.
I asked you a question, but I didn't need you to reply. Is it getting heavy? But then I realized, is it getting heavy? Well, I thought it was already as heavy as can be. Is it overwhelming to use a crane to crush a fly? It's a good time for soon.
From the KCRW Sounds Eclectic 3, CD, which had a bunch of great acoustic covers on it. That is Waiting for Superman by Iron and Wine, a cover of the Flaming Lips track that comes from 2004 is when that CD was released. The something I didn't include on the Superman show a few episodes ago, basically because I didn't know it existed. And that's the coolest thing about these All Request shows. And your requests, your suggestions, they help me discover things that I never would have been able to discover otherwise. And that's going out to Tony in Los Angeles. Before that, you heard I Don't Like Mondays going out to Scott. That was performed there by Ron Sexsmith. You'll find that on the 2005 Rarities release, which I believe is an import. You can find it on iTunes in the U.S., so if you like that, that's where you can check it out. Real quick, I want to let you know about our sponsor for tonight's show, Audio Engine USA. These guys make the Audio Engine 5 speakers, the AE5 speakers. I use them myself. I absolutely love them. And the sound on these things is incredible. Now, these things are fairly small. I mean, they are, each one is about maybe 9 inches tall and about 6 inches wide, 7 inches wide. They put out incredible sound. Oh, and about 7 or 8 inches deep as well. They've got a really nice polishy surface to them, almost like piano keys, the black or the white of piano keys. So, of course, they go really well with your iPod. They're very, very compatible with your iPod. Although, if you don't have an iPod, if you've got another MP3 player, maybe you've got all your MP3s on your phone or on a computer or on a DVD player, things like that, it can all get plugged in there. Basically, they've got two audio inputs, one on top with a USB charger. So if you've got a USB chargeable MP3 player, you can charge it while you listen. And then there's an audio input on the back, which also happens to be right next to an actual pass-through two-prong plug or three-prong plug. So if you've got an Airport Express, for example, those little boxes, you can plug that in there and then run the audio from it. So you can have the speakers anywhere in your house and then set them up to work with iTunes and Airport Express to play your music from iTunes anywhere you want. They're affordable at 350, right around $350. Very, very nice looking speakers. Speakers you'd be proud to have on display in your house. They'll blend in. And if you've got an iPod, this is almost a no-brainer compared to some of the other speaker systems that are out there that don't do it all. This one does it all. So check it out. Now, I've created a special site that will automatically redirect you to their site. If you go to Coverville/AudioEngine, all lowercase, Coverville.com. See? Screwed it up. Coverville.com/AudioEngine. It'll take you right there. Also, if you're viewing this on AAC, if you're using the AAC version of the podcast, then you'll see a picture of the speakers as well as a link to get right to their website. So check it out, AudioEngineUSA.com, or just use Coverville.com/AudioEngine. All right, continuing on. Now, this one I'm almost thinking could go either way. Compared to the cracked covers that I played on the last episode, on episode 301. This was a recommendation from Polly Coconuts, who suggested Hurrah Torpedo covering Total Eclipse of the Heart. It's from Norway. The band is from Norway. And some of you might think that this belongs on the last show I did, but I love it. I love the crashing noises that you hear halfway through. It's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy it. Here's Hurrah Torpedo with Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Turn around. Every now and then I feel a little bit lonely and you're never coming round.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified, but then I see the look in your eye. Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need you more than ever. And if you only hold me tight, we'll be holding on forever. And we'll always be making it right. Cause we'll never be wrong. Together we can take it to the end of the line. My love is like a shadow on you all of the time.
I don't know what to do, and I'm always in the dark. We're living in the cloudy cake, you're giving us sparks. I really love you tonight. Forever's gonna stop tonight. Forever's gonna stop you. Once upon a time I was falling in love, but now I'm only falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Johnson from Cincinnati, Ohio, and right now I'm actually in traffic in Dayton, Ohio on Interstate 75. And of course I'm in my car and I'm driving my car, and I was wondering if you could play the Bobby McFerrin cover of the Beatles, Drive My Car. Take care and thanks so much for your show. Make it a great day. Bye bye.
Just a girl, what you wanted to be. She's a baby. Can't you see? I wanna be famous, a star on the screen. But you can do something in between. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And baby, love you. Yes, I do. I told that girl that my prospects were. Working for me, that's it's so very fine. I can show you a better time. Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. Baby, I love you. Beep, 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 beep.
That's Bobby McFerrin with his take on the Beatles' Drive My Car. You'll find that on the album Simple Pleasures, and played that way back on episode 53 of Coverville. So there you go. It's going out to Dan from Cincinnati, who I think called while he was stuck in the blizzard-related traffic from a couple months ago. Hey, you want to keep making some noise there, Tina?
No.
Keep banging on stuff?
Sorry, it was just too high.
Tina joining us here. Well, let me get to the other request here. Total Eclipse of the Heart, Bonnie Tyler's track, covered there by Hurrah Torpedo, a band out of Norway. I'm sure I'm pronouncing it wrong then if it's out of Norway. That's going out to Polly Coconuts. And speaking of cars, that song sounded like there was a car crash, a car accident happening right in the middle of it. Okay, Tina's here, yawning.
Yep, I'm here.
Am I keeping you up?
No.
Wow. So how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Good. Anything you want to tell the listeners before we jump in? I ask you this every week, so
I really
should have something planned.
No, I really don't have anything planned.
All right.
Sorry.
That's okay. Well, then let's get right into it. This comes from Shelby, who does the excellent Shifted Sound podcast, a frequent contributor to the show, as well as the artist behind all of the T-shirts, the Coverville design T-shirts that you can find over at cafepress.com/Coverville. I'll tell you, if he doesn't talk about his CD, I'm going to tell you about it because it absolutely rocks. But first, let's jump into Musically Challenged with Shelby.
Hey, this is Shelby from the Shifted Sound Podcast. Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina.
Hey,
hello.
Well, it's been a while since my first Musically Challenged, and I thought it was time to give it another go. It's the same format this time around, but in case you don't remember, I will play a song. You have to guess the artist who is performing it. Nothing tricky there. But then you have to tell me how that artist, song, or album, which the song is from, was first in some way. Don't worry, I'll give you a hint so you'll know what I'm looking for. Let's get going. Question number one. Let's start with one Brian accidentally got right the last time around. I'm looking for the way in which this song was first.
Oh, yeah, it was the first rap.
I think it was the first. Was it the first rap song? I know she was the first. That's a little loud, so I'm going to turn this down just a touch. Yeah, she was. All right, well, obviously it's Blondie.
Yeah.
Sure. And I believe she was the first woman to have a single, a rap single.
That could be.
That definitely was.
Yeah.
And it might have even been the first rap song.
Okay.
Or the first song to feature rap.
Okay.
Although she's talking about Fab Five Freddy, you know, obviously
he's a rapper.
He had to come first.
He's
a rapper.
Okay.
And Grandmaster Flash came before this, but I believe maybe it was the first one to hit the charts or the first one to get number one.
I think that was it.
That's probably it. Okay.
Yeah. Question number two. Question number two is about this artist, this song, and the album it came from.
Our hairless wonder.
You know, she's totally copying my hairstyle.
I know. You had it first.
I did.
Of course, you don't have an umbrella that you swing around at vehicles
at
paparazzi.
Paparazzi. I know.
Because you have so many trailing you. So, okay, so what is this? What do
this
we have to come up with? Like,
number.
What was she the first of?
Yeah, what was that song or that album the first of?
And
it's got to be a sales, maybe the first platinum debut. No, it couldn't be the first platinum debut.
The first schoolgirl attire?
No, I don't think so. All right, Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Yeah.
The first, man.
Was she the first Mickey Mouse Club member to have an album come out?
That's possible.
Well, that's going to be my
guess. Oh, no. Annette Funicello and
to have
an album come out.
Okay, then it may be
a number one.
A number one hit.
Possibly.
Okay.
That's a pretty good guess. Maybe the first album to debut at number one.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a tough
okay.
one. All right, let's go to number three, and I think I need to back up just a little bit.
Question number three. In what way was this band first in 1989?
I thought I saw her at the late night restaurant. She would have sent blue shimmers down the wall.
Who is it?
I don't recognize it yet.
Yeah, but she didn't grace our table. In fact, she wasn't there at all.
1989, what was that band the first to do? I don't recognize that band.
But it sounds familiar.
It does.
The vocals.
I mean, it sounds almost Mark Knopfler with an accent kind of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe Canadian or French Canadian. Maybe the first Canadian band to, I don't know. All right, you got me on that one, that's for sure. Is there another one?
Question number four. In what way was this artist first in 1990?
Sinead O'Connor.
Yes.
Well, she was the first to tear up a picture on Saturday Night Live of the Pope.
Yeah.
first female artist to shave her head.
Possibly. Let's see. The first Irish female singer to score a number one?
Maybe.
Yeah.
It was Nothing Compares to You.
Yeah. All right, let's go with that one.
Okay.
Question number five. Let's end with a fun one. In what way was the video for this song first in the U.S.?
Oh, do you know this one, Tina?
What was it, the first? I don't know what the video. I'm trying to think. I love Duran Duran.
I'll have to show you if you don't know it.
Because it wasn't... I was thinking Hungry Like a Wolf, and they're in the jungle. And,
yeah, but this was Girls on Film.
Right.
Oh, go ahead.
No, yeah. Go ahead.
Oh. Well, Duran Duran was notorious for night versions of all their songs, which were... versions that were especially mixed for nightclubs. But then they also had night versions of their videos, which Girls on Film was the first one to feature nudity.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's...
like, was it full-on nude, or...?
No, I think it's just topless.
Oh, okay.
I think
wow, yeah. That is pretty risky.
Yeah, risque?
Risque. Or risky.
And risky?
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get any MTV airplay for that.
Right.
Yeah, it was a nude wrestling video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you've seen that
okay,
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you have it, all five questions. If you need a moment to figure it out, pause now. If not, here are the answers.
Let's go for it.
Question number one. That was Blondie with the song Rapture. Rapture was the first song containing elements of rap music vocals to reach number one in the U.S. Rapture would also be Blondie's only single to do better on the U.S. charts than in the U.K. Question number two. Of course, that was Britney Spears with Baby One More Time. Britney Spears was the first solo artist ever to have a number one album and single on the Billboard charts at the same time with the debut.
Yeah, there you go.
Album and single, Baby One More Time. Now, I would also have accepted that she is the first woman to have four albums go straight to number one on the American charts.
We were close on that one.
Question
I don't think we pegged it with the album and single.
This one was a bit tougher. That was Jethro Tull with Budapest from the album Crest of a Knave.
Really?
In 1989, Jethro Tull was the first group to win the Grammy Award for Best Hard
Heavy
Rock
Metal,
metal Performance
Instrumental,
beating favorite Metallica.
I know, that blew my mind. Question number Jethro Tull.
Four. Sinead O'Connor hit it big in 1990 with her single Nothing Compares to You, as well as her album I Do Not Want What I Haven't Got. Well, apparently she didn't want the Grammy she won that year for Best Alternative Music Performance because she became the first and so far only artist to refuse her Grammy Award. Question number five. And finally, that was Duran Duran with one of their earliest singles, Girls on Film. It holds the distinction of being the first music video banned by MTV. The problem, frontal nudity, and not from the boys. An edited late-night version was eventually played, but the original version wasn't.
mind.
There you go. Close on that one.
It for the Shifted Sound Coverville Musically Challenged Quiz. Once again, I'm hoping you got a few right, but more importantly, I hope you learned some useless trivia. You can check out my podcast, Shifted Sound, for some quality music from independent bands. Go to shiftedsound.com or search Shifted Sound in the iTunes Music Store. Thanks, Brian and Tina. As always, keep up the great work on Coverville.
Thanks, Shelby. And he didn't mention his CD. Now, he actually came out with a CD called Shifted Sounds Volume 1. And I think I talked a little bit about this before, but I want to make sure I talk about it a little bit more because it is awesome. I picked up a copy myself, and it's awesome. I played in the car for you, Tina. I had it in the car.
I do remember
several go rounds because there were so many good songs on there.
Yeah,
Paper Moon, Turning Colors into Grays, I really liked. There were a few actually that Tristan really dug on there too.
Yep.
But it's all independent music, and it's definitely worth checking out. Very, very cool. And if you go to shiftedsound.com, you can just click the CD link up at the top. And I think it's a pretty decent deal, isn't it? Let's see. I think it's like $8.
Really?
Maybe even two copies for $8.
Jeez.
I believe, but don't quote me on that. Oh, there we go. Purchase it for only $8. There you go.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It is a good deal. $8 CD.
Well worth it.
Is awesome. Okay, so thank you very much, Shelby, and cue the closing music here. That's going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Tina, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
And your homework for next week is to come up with something.
Something to talk about.
Something to talk about before we get into the musically challenged.
I know. You know, I should almost drive around before the show, and then, of course, I'll come up with something.
Yeah, you'll get irritated by something you want to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
All right. If you want to make a request, just like the requests you heard on this show, very, very easy to do it. You can call the request line, 206-222-COVER, just like you heard Dan, Tony, and Jeremy earlier in the show. Or you can post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. Or in the forums, you'll find those there also. Or just send me an email, coverville@gmail.com. We will be back on Tuesday night with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.